Good morning. It is good to be gathered again this morning to sing praises. A little bit chillier than it has been the past few days, so it seems like I got a little bit used to that warm weather, which I really like. But, well, winter will be over before we know it. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Our dear Father in heaven, we do thank you for the many blessings that you give to each one of us, Lord, again, for allowing us to gather together in your name this morning to worship you in song and hear from your word. I pray that you would speak through each one of us, Lord, that you would be honored and glorified, and that only that which you would have to be said, to be heard, Lord, would come forth this morning, Lord. Want to honor you in all that we do, think, and say, Lord, that we could be an encouragement to each other, a blessing to those around us to learn and to understand your word, Father, Lord. Just thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning, just a few thoughts here on taking up our cross. What does it really mean to do that? Sometimes, for me, I guess, I kind of think of it in a wrong sense as, okay, well, these are things that I just deal with, I battle with, whatever, so I'm just going to take those up and carry them along, and that's kind of the wrong idea, I think. Matthew 16, 24 through 28, it says, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." So what does it mean to take up our cross? It is following Jesus no matter what. No matter what the circumstance, no matter what might come about, what we're dealing with, it is actually just surrendering everything over to him and following him. It's pretty easy to follow when things are going smooth and easy. It's pretty simple, and it's just, oh, things are going great. Yeah, we can do this, Lord. Let's go then. And it doesn't seem too hard. But what happens when we face those battles and things? Taking up our cross is actually giving up all. It is giving up. It is giving everything that we hope for. Everything we dream. Maybe we always dreamed of having a really nice home or the perfect vehicle, truck, car, whatever it is, all our possessions, even possibly our life. There's a lot of people that have died for their faith, and that's still happening. We have it pretty easy here in America and the U.S., and we often, I think we don't think of that, the whole giving up our, literally giving up our life for the sake of the cross, for Jesus' sake. But what if? What if that would come? Are we willing to actually do that for the sake of the gospel? Maybe we think, really? Is it that hard? Or really, our life, our family, whatever it might be. But then, if we really think, But wait, what did Jesus do for us? He had no home. He had no possessions here. He could have had whatever he wanted. But he followed his call of death to self. He died for our sins. He died for each one of us. Sorry, I lost. As Jesus has set the perfect example for us, so should we be willing to die to ourselves. So are we willing to lose our life now for Jesus and to have eternal life later? Or are we willing, or are we wanting our life now for the cares of this world, only to lose it later? If we could turn to Matthew 10 and read there. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against the unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another, for verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them out of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. So there we hear what is being said there this morning. And as we go forth from this place and the days to come till the Lord returns, let us choose to take up our cross and follow Jesus. We can't do that if we hanging on to our faults, our failures, our past mistakes, whatever it may be, our families, our homes, or whatever. You know, God has called us, some of us, with families and children. And yeah, we do have responsibility that way, but our ultimate thing that God has called us to is to follow him. And if that means completely sacrificing over each one of those things, that's what we need to do. So just a few things of encouragement this morning to take up our cross and literally follow Jesus, even if it means giving up everything, maybe even the shirt on our back, to be a witness and testimony for Christ. May the Lord bless each one.